I come from Hull in Humberside, and I'm going to be talking about graphic organizers that can be used by. This is about mainstream teaching rather than withdrawal for EAL. So graphic organizers is something that I essentially swear by, I try to teach that to mainstream teachers as much as I can. Right, let's move to that. Gerald Mohan was a scholar from in the 80s, essentially. He came up with this. He figured that in all mainstream subjects, you have six different knowledge structures. So whatever it is that you teach, you have classification and description. So for instance, to describe something, you need to actually be able to classify it first. So that goes from maths or PE. You have another pair, which is principles and sequence. So in order, if you want to create an order, you actually need to know the principles behind that order, so you need to understand that. And finally, obviously, probably the most obvious ones for us are evaluation and choice. So in order to make a choice, you actually need to know what kind of options you have available in the first place. So he came up with that, but that's not the only thing that he came up with. There we go. Yeah. Okay. So what he came up with is that if you have a knowledge structure, as seen on the left, the first one is classification and description, then you have thinking skills related to that, and so then you can use key visuals, which in our case are graphic organizers, and those key visuals are also, and the knowledge structure is linked to a specific language that you would use. So for instance, if you are classifying, then there's a certain type of language that is actually used for classifying that you can teach either to your English native speakers or learners, and so everyone actually benefits from that. So there's six of them. So these slides basically show you what it works, and you can see that he's already provided us with ideas on what kind of graphic organizers to use for what. So that will be for principles and sequence. He has a website that is available completely for free. So that's evaluation and choice. I'm obviously happy to send this over to anyone if you'd like that. Now, one more thing that I would like to talk about. This is all good, but this will be really good for English native speakers, but it will not be good enough on its own for your learners. First, I'm going to show you these two. This is the sort of thing that I might have to do with my EA learners in my withdrawal sessions. This is very, very simple text. So you can see it's kind of a tree created out of this text. There are three kinds of dots. I like best, so I like packs because. So it basically classifies three different types of dogs and then gives the reason. So you have that presented on this. Now, this looks very, very simple, but this comes from maths. And it's exactly the same type of text, except this time you have equilateral, isosceles, scalene, and they are divided into those subsections. In other words, we could use that for very, very basic English, and that also for very, very basic English. So that is obviously transferable to any subject that you teach, and that's just one example of that. However, that is still talking only about graphic organizers. So one very, very easy thing to do is to, in the case of this particular cause and effect chain graphic organizer, is to add just little bits next to the actual graphic organizers that are giving them additional language. In this case, because of this, therefore, that's why, tells them how to link that to that. So in other words, the graphic organizers, if they are kind of devoid of language, they're not necessarily going to help your English language learners. But if you add that sort of thing to them, then suddenly they are able to create whole paragraphs. And so that's one way of thinking about it. This is the last one, only if you have the time. Because this is the sort of thing that will take a lot of the time first. If you were to get good at it, it takes me 5 minutes to produce for my lessons. They're called substitution tables. The one on the left is the kind of thing that I would, again, teach in my class. In other words, you get them to choose sort of different sort of options as they go through the sentence. The first one is a subject, the next one is a verb, and so on and so forth. This is taken directly from EFL books. This is the sort of thing that Oxford publishes in the course books that are designed to teach English as a foreign language. This is from a website called Collaborative Learning Project, and this is for geography lessons. So it's the same. So it's the same process. You can or can't grow, and then you choose from that. And again, if you can couple that with the graphic organizer, then I think you're actually able to move those learners on with whatever content it is that you want them to teach. So that's something that works for me. This is how I try to link the EA learners learning in my classes to content and, you know, the actual curriculum. And I think the mainstream teachers can do exactly the same. And if you try this a couple of times, it will actually take not such a long time. I have delivered something very similar on that in my school, and basically at the moment the school has a policy that teachers have to use this. So I think that works. Thank you.